Hello everyone and welcome to the month in review video for November. Now over the course of this month we saw most global equity markets rally. In fact, markets across the United States, the UK, Germany, France, more broadly Europe, all posted back-to-back monthly increases. And it was a similar story as well for the local Australian share market, which posted its second strongest monthly rally this year. It rose by 6.1%, which was a considerable outperformance to the S&P 500. The divergence caused by a raft of issues, but most notably, it was a talk on how both economies are tackling persistently high inflation. Now, both geographies recorded a lower than expected increase in inflation, and central banks in both regions actually signaled the likelihood of softer and less rate hikes ahead. That has contributed to the rally that global markets have witnessed over the past month. But there seems to be another factor that's been added to the whole interest rate narrative recently, especially over this month, and that is layoffs. It comes at a time when business growth has slowed down and labor costs have increased. Now, those two factors alone cause a bit more murkiness as to how companies will perform in the coming months. So companies like Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, Peloton, Shopify, even Netflix have announced plans to lay off staff. But on a global scale, it seems that layoffs seem to be concentrated in the United States, which may reason as to why the equity markets over there have underperformed European share markets or even the Australian share market for that matter. But on that note, let's dive in deeper as to how our market performed and the contributing factors behind the performance this month. Sector-wise, we saw that all sectors recorded monthly improvements. And the best sectors this month were the utility sector, the materials sector, and the healthcare sectors. Interestingly, both the utilities and materials sectors have recorded their biggest monthly improvement on record. Now, the improvement in the utility sector was largely skewed by an increase in the share price of Origin, which we'll get to shortly. And on the materials front, the sector seemed to benefit on the back of expectations that China will ease its COVID-19 zero policy. And that obviously strengthens a bit of the demand outlook for companies within the mining space. At the other end of town, the market's biggest sector, the financial sector, it lagged quite a bit. It rose by only 1%. It lost a bit of steam after being the market's best performing sector last month when it rose by 12%. But from a bird's eye view, we saw trading updates announced by CBA, Westpac and NAB, which had mixed responses, and that contributed a bit to the subdued performance of the sector this month. But in terms of our best and worst stocks, Sandfire Resources was the best performer. It rose by 45%. It came from a low base, having been sold off prior to a share purchase plan that the company announced. But it managed to rise in what was a broad-based gain for most gold miners in our market this month. Origin Energy, it rose by a sharp 41%, had its best month on record, and it helped contribute to gains in the utility sector. Now, that all comes after it received a takeover offer from Brookfield Asset Management, which valued the electricity retailer at $9 a share. Now, that takeover price represented a 55% premium to Origin's closing price the day before they provided that announcement. Champion Iron, that was another strong performer this month. It rose by around 36%. Not much company information was released specifically, but over the course of the month, miners generally were notably strong performers, and that was reflected by the mining sector as a whole. Some factors that influenced iron ore miners specifically was towards the tail end of this month, the iron ore futures price actually breached the $100 mark for the first time since mid-September. And the People's Bank of China actually cut its reserve ratio as well towards the tail end of this month, which is analogous to it actually cutting its interest rate. It basically stimulates economic demand, which helped the demand outlook for a lot of iron ore miners in our market. On the other end of town, Elders lost around a fifth of its value this month. And basically, losses of Elders were skewed to the day it released its annual report. It basically noted a 20% tumble in its operating cash flows, which could impact its ability to pay dividends. And it also mentioned of unfavorable rainfall conditions, which weakened its demand outlook. It also announced the retirement of its long-lasting CEO. So those factors there contributed to the decline in Elders this month. Collins Foods, the operator of KFC and Taco Bell, it also fell by a similar amount, around that 18 to 20% mark. Basically noted a 14% reduction in its underlying profits and flagged of increased inflationary headwinds over the course of the financial year that it advised its investors could also impact some of its margins. But to wrap it up, the Aussie market, compared to other equity markets around the globe, managed to hold up pretty well. And with only 1 month to go, there is hope that the Aussie market could finish in positive territory, given that we're down by only around 2% so far this year. But on that note, good luck for next month, and thanks for watching.